Ah, quiet day over there in France for the Tour de France, but certainly we're getting the reports of Richie Porte. G'day, Mike.
G'day, Slats. Hello, TK. I am lost in France somewhere in the southwest of the country, somewhere in a small village. I'm not exactly sure where I am, but that's where they put us up on rest days, the people who organise the accommodation, but it's lovely. And great to be talking to you from sunny Queensland, is it, today?
It is sunny. Yeah, sunny Queensland, like, a little bit of overcast cloud, but we're going to get fine weathers for this State of Origin decided. Mike, we've been discussing this awful crash from Richie Porte, the broken pelvis, the broken shoulder, and he's talking about being back in the saddle in a month.
Well, isn't that quite remarkable? You saw the pictures, the images, and the way he crashed into that embankment at speed. He was very lucky to escape with just the injuries that he's got. It could have been a lot worse, guys. And, you know, he could have ended up in that ditch. And, it was terrible. But, look, he's speaking loudly. He wants to be back on his bike. Whether or not he'll be back in 4 or 6 weeks' time, it doesn't matter. I mean, his season is over. He's revolved his whole year around this Tour de France. He had a great first 6 months of the year, won almost everything that he raced in, and unfortunately it all came crashing down. He's already talking about next year's tour, and I guess it's starting, as far as Richie Porte is concerned, starting from scratch. But, look, you've got to fight back. He's only 32 years of age, I say only, but in the sport of cycling, the careers do last a lot longer than, say, football codes. And to think that he's already thinking 12 months ahead, it's a good sign.
Yeah, was this his year though, Mike?
Well, look, yeah. Look, he certainly had planned to do well. And if you ask me, Vlad, he was the best and strongest rider on stage 9 yesterday before the world came crashing down upon him. Sure, he came here with big ambitions. But look, the language that he speaks tells me that he's still young enough, he's still strong enough, he's still ambitious enough to come back in 12 months' time and do it all again. Look, it's a very hard event to win. It's 3 weeks, and punctures, crashes, there are so many variables, so many elements that can stop your progress. As we saw, he wants to win this tour. He wants to win this tour and conquer the last frontier as an Australian. So good luck to him. We wish him well, and as far as those of us who support Richie and follow this great sport, world cycling, well, we support him as well.
Mate, what Aussie do we focus on now?
Yeah, look, Michael Matthews, he won't win the tour, but he's chasing the second biggest competition within the race, and that is the chase for the green jersey, the points competition. He's currently in the top three, and Marcel Kittel leads that tour, that competition. But you've got to remember, again, it's a three-week event, and to secure that green jersey in Paris, there's still 2 more weeks of racing to come. You've got to clear the mountain. And we've already, the riders have already ridden over 2 mountain ranges. There are 3 more to come. There's the Pyrenees, there's the Alps, and there's the massive Central in the middle of the country. It's one thing leading the green jersey competition, as Marcel Kittel does at the moment after just 9 days of racing, but can he sustain that lead into Paris on the 23rd of July? Michael Matthews is a sprinter, but he's not a pure sprinter like Marcel Kittel. And what I mean by that is he is a bit of an all-rounder. He can climb and clear hills and survive mountain stages. Marcel Kittel, well, he may have a few issues in that department.
Good on you, Mike. We look forward to continually watching your coverage on SBS, but also talking on this daily basis.
Good on you, TK. Nice to talk to you, Slats.